You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State fam? Eddie Greer, the third, back for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. I want to get a couple shout-outs here over the weekend. Here before we touch quickly on some K-State news that I just got stumbled on here 30 minutes before doing this daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Y'all know to do, K-State fam. Tell your friends about the podcast. Anyways, so we'll start with the positive side. We'll end this daily with the positive. It's going to be a sandwich with the positive and the negative. Shout out here to the school that I do radio, that I do basketball games for Angel 95. You can also, for those of you who live in town, it's Angel 95.3 on the FM dial and Angel 95 app. Flint Hills Christian School, both boys and girls end up winning their games. Well, this boys game ended up winning their game on Saturday after losing a couple in the 25th annual of the Shea Tournament. Dave Wilkinson was just outstanding. 40 points in the finale there to earn Flint Hills Christian fourth place as they knocked off Heartland Christian 50-45, having to hang on late from a huge run by Heartland Christian in the second half. But Dave Wilkinson was the one-man show, really, all weekend long. The broadcast I did, he was the man, and he helped. He was obviously the difference for them as Flint Hills Christian Warriors boys team got a win there and secured fourth place there in their bracket. But the girls, how about that? The girls, this is my second year broadcasting Warriors games. The girls sweep, bring out the brooms and sweep all their games in the 25th annual Shea Tournament, winning their final game over Heartland Christian, 19-16. Rachel Featherstone took over in the second half of the game, scored 12 points there, and they held off Heartland Christian 19-16 there. So, had to give my props there. Flint Hills Christian 3-0. The girls, how about that? 3-0 there, and the boys team take fourth place in the preseason there. And of course, there are going to be more coming up, obviously, with what's going on. Y'all know what is going on with this pandemic. See how many more games we get in when the calendar year turns January 21. So I want to get a quick shout out to them. That was very awesome to get back in the broadcasting groove, broadcasting basketball on Angel 95. Meanwhile, the negative, Lance Robinson. We saw him a lot last year in the corner spot. Well, another one, and another one. DJ Khaled, and another one. Another one hits the transfer portal for Kansas State. This one, now, this is more appropriate. He will hit the transfer portal now. Made the announcement. Well, I saw this literally 30 minutes ago before hopping on to do the daily. So I've been super busy at work. So Lance Robinson, it's pretty much simple. I don't have to explain to you anything else because we talked about the, me and Alex talked about it on the show. And more than likely, going to continue to talk about it because we left off a good discussion on the weekly edition, which you will catch. It will be out tomorrow afternoon. So episode 36 of the Purple Project Podcast will be out tomorrow afternoon. You can catch that, but that won't be on there. So Lance Robinson, another transfer for K-State. And man, the hits just keep on coming there. And that's another defensive player there that you're losing. That was a guy that played a key role last year. We ain't heard much from him this year for whatever reason. I don't know what the issue is there, but with what's happened with them with the off-field situation with these guys, these are defensive guys that you needed that we didn't even see Lance Robinson on Saturday. They could have, hey, I mean, might have been not worth much. We could have seen Lance Robinson on Saturday, but nope, K-State laid an egg defensively. They again, like I talked about, a little sneak preview. Yeah, they should have not left the hotel room. They should have stayed in their dorm room because the K-State defense laid an app. They shit the bed against Texas. More on that on the weekly edition of the podcast tomorrow afternoon. And in on a positive note for K-State basketball, as K-State pulls out a 47-33 win over Central Arkansas. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit as well. No Aoka Lee in this game. Injured an ankle against Kentucky. Taylor Lauterbach led the squad with 9 points in the game. Was 3 of 7. 3 of 7 from the field. 3 of 8 from the charity stripe. Also, there are no girls in double digits here. This was typical defensive game here. K-State going 2-1. And I'm going to fast forward real quick. Postponement of the game. I believe it was yesterday. UT Arlington was postponed due to tracing. But anyways, Christy Carr, 8 points in the ball game. She went 2 of 7 from the field. Did not attempt a three from beyond the arc. Rachel Rankin got the start. Had 9 points. Also tied with Lauterbach with 9 points. Lauterbach coming off the bench in this game. 3 of 10 from the field in this one. 3 rebounds and 9 points for her. So K-State women go 2-1 now. And again, we're going to play this by ear. And their next opponent should be Idaho State tomorrow afternoon. So if all goes planned, folks, K-State Nation, K-State will host Idaho State tomorrow afternoon. And that's a 1 o'clock, just after 1 tip-off. So K-State, more transfers in the transfer portal. And K-State women get their second win of the 2020-2021 season. This has been Eddie Greer III. Again, the weekly podcast will be out tomorrow afternoon. You can catch that on your feed. You know where to get it there. Apple, Spotify, Radio.com, Amazon Music. You know the deal is. So there is that as well. That's going to wrap it for the Monday edition of the Daily Edition. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.